And now to New York City, where the fate of embattled Mayor Eric Adams is still in question. Today, a federal judge in Manhattan heard arguments that bribery and corruption charges against Adams should be put on hold. This comes after the Department of Justice made the controversial request to dismiss those charges. The judge questioned attorneys for both Adams and the U.S. Justice Department, and at times sounded skeptical about the government's motives for suspending the case. NPR's Brian Mann was in the courthouse today. He is here with us now to help us understand what is going on with one of America's most high-profile mayors. Hey, Brian.
Hi, Mary Louise.
Start with the central question. Did the judge suspend the federal charges against Mayor Adams?
He did not, and this was a surprise. Usually when the DOJ makes a request like this, courts sign off. It's pretty much pro forma, but Judge Dale Ho, the federal judge here in Manhattan, made it clear he views this case differently, these corruption charges against Mayor Adams and his deepening relationship with the Trump administration. They've sent shockwaves through New York's political culture and through the DOJ itself. Judge Ho today described this, and I'm quoting here, as a very complicated situation. So for now, he's still reviewing this request that the case be shelved. He says he'll try to rule soon.
Now, for the Justice Department, Acting Assistant Attorney General Emil Bovee was in the courtroom today. What did he say?
Yeah, Bovee offered a blunt argument to Judge Ho that this is a case where the DOJ and the Trump administration have a lot of discretion. Bovee insisted repeatedly the goal here is to protect national security and to help Mayor Adams get back to work, dealing with migrants in the city who lack legal status. Bovee said Adams should be allowed to do that job, and I'm quoting here again, do that job unburdened and unhindered by a criminal trial. One thing we learned in court today, Mary Louise, is that Adams' federal security clearance was stripped by the Biden administration while this case was underway. Huh. Bovee and Adams' attorneys argued today that made it harder for Adams' city administration to help deal with security threats.
What about, Brian, all these questions about whether there was an improper quid pro quo deal, the lenient treatment for Adams in exchange for his help in cracking down on illegal migrants? That's something that critics, including some former Justice Department attorneys, have suggested might have been in play. Did that come up?
Yeah, it was a major theme. At least seven DOJ attorneys have resigned over the Trump administration's handling of this case, saying there appears to be political interference in this criminal prosecution. Three other former federal prosecutors have attempted to file a brief with the court, urging Judge Ho to reject this request that the charges be suspended. So one thing Judge Ho explored in detail today is the fact that the DOJ is suspending this case without prejudice. And what that means is that the Trump administration can bring these criminal charges back and indict Adams again anytime in the future. That means the Trump administration is going to have a lot of leverage now over Adams. So Judge Ho asked explicitly whether Adams felt threatened. And speaking under oath, Adams said there were no deals, that he wasn't threatened. The DOJ's Bovee also said repeatedly that there's no improper leverage being exerted here.
We have been talking about legal issues. What about political issues for Adams? Because these criminal charges have created a political firestorm. Four of his top aides resigned this week. Did he speak to that today?
Yeah, he walked right past me going into the courtroom today, and he said, you know, this is all part of the process. He's really tried to act as if it's sort of business as usual. He seemed very upbeat in the courtroom today. But of course, meanwhile, Governor Kathy Hochul is considering removing Eric Adams from office. She hasn't yet made that decision. So what we're waiting for now is not just Judge Ho to rule on these criminal charges, but also Governor Hochul to make this political decision about Adams' future.
NPR's Brian Mann bringing his reporting there from the courthouse in Manhattan. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.